This is Molloy on Triple M.
I can't believe it!
Returning with more sport. This is Titus O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Oh, what wow,
sounds epic.
Pretty good.
Sounds epic. Put together.
I reckon under 5 minutes, Matty D, put that all together. Well done, Matty. And
good
Titus.
Stuff. Welcome, Titus.
Well, good to be with you.
There's a bit of stuff for us to navigate our way through. Firstly, I want to draw your attention to the Euros and the fiasco that was Denmark versus Finland. Now, were you watching this live? I know you watch a lot of sport. Did you see it all go down? This is, of course, where Christian Eriksen.
I did.
Cardiac arrested in the middle of the
Horrible.
Game. Was clinically dead, I believe.
It was harrowing because while I was watching it, all I could think was, well, I hope he's okay. And I know Mick's got money on this.
It's true.
Which was the bit that really got to me.
Mate, you should have seen me tearing up my tickets. Get up! I thought he was faking. I'm going, please be faking like every other person. I got the only guy who ever actually has a legitimate injury on a golf course. That's a yellow card right there.
Come on. He almost died.
Cardiac arrest on the...
Well, I hope your bet got wiped then.
Well, no, the bet, no, because they continued the game afterwards. How callous.
Yeah.
Is that
disrespectful?
They play on, they've cancelled games before, and all of a sudden.
Yeah, but it's not the first time because, like in 1967, Celtic, going back a bit, Celtic were placing Racing Sporting Club of Buenos Aires.
Yes.
And before the game, while they're warming up in front of 120,000 people, Argentinians all a bit angry, one of them threw a beer bottle at the goalkeeper while he was warming up and knocked him in the head and he passed out knocked him unconscious and he couldn't play.
Right.
But they still played the game. How different is that to today? Like today that would not go on.
No. That's what beer was it? That was more importantly, it could have been a good promotion. Is this true right now? What do they call it? The Copa. Now, it was moved from Argentina for COVID reasons, so they moved it to Brazil, which has 88,000 people a day.
Oof.
I believe.
How bad is Argentina going if that's...
What? Because soccer doesn't care much for this stuff. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have thought that would be a game changer for me.
What, anyway. The global pandemic.
Pandemic or the death of a footballer.
Just... He really brought down the mood.
I mean, it's just that's a play on every time, isn't it?
There was when I saw him go down, it reminded me, and all turned out I think he's going to be all right.
Yeah,
but there was an incident back in '89 where it was Brazil were playing Chile to qualify for the World Cup.
Yes,
it was in Brazil, and at one point in the game where Brazil had gone up 1-0.
Yes.
And the Chilean goalkeeper, Roberto Rojas, a flare suddenly landed on the ground.
Right.
And everyone turned around, he's lying on the ground, bleeding.
Right.
And everyone gathered around him and the game stopped. And Chile put in a complaint and said, we can't play the game. And Brazil, because they can't control their fans, should have to forfeit.
Sure.
And so then some footage came out that revealed that the flare landed harmlessly on the ground and then the guy went down.
It's a classic.
And what he actually did is he smuggled a razor blade into his goalkeeping glove. If they fell behind, he was going to do this and cut himself.
Oh, my God.
And use it to try and get the whole thing overturned.
Unbelievable.
That is the strength of mind to do that in advance. So is that that's his betting scandal or something.
Oh, I hope you didn't have money on that one. Because...
Well, I could have. Have you heard of anything like that lately? I just go, the Euros go on, short, and they played that game. Mm. I just would have thought, guy dies.
Yeah. Postpone. That's what you'd do.
I'm just thinking about my money.
Right. Oh, well, I mean, here in Victoria, we move whole games if someone's got a cold.
That's right, we do. Hang about, Titus. We're going to talk more after this.
Song Whisperer's back. You'll be here soon. Ross Noble to join us in the second hour. But we join in studio right now with Titus O'Reilly on Molloy.
We're talking sport. The Olympic qualifiers are on for our swim team. Yeah. And you wouldn't know it because we've been distracted by so much other stuff involving our swim team. who knew that there was trouble within the camp? I mean, it's not like any former swim stars have turned out a little unorthodox. But I put it to you that the swim by Ariana Titmus is one of the greats. It's almost broken what they're saying is a record that would never be broken.
Yeah, well, because it was the actual world record was set wearing one of those body suits that
they now call
that the bodysuit era.
The bodysuit era. Second fastest women's 200-meter freestyle time ever. But cannot necessarily catch. Were those suits, are they now considered cheating? I mean, if the record still stands.
Well, they weren't cheating at the time, but they've been banned since. So
they had ways. You know what? The other favourite cheat in the pool for me was the way swimmers used to deliberately break and then swim under their opponent's lane and then pee in their lane. Yeah.
Really?
That's right. So they would deliberately break, knowing you've got a second start, swim under the ropes. The Americans were good at it. Have a pee.
That's awesome.
And then you would sit there. You were going, knowing that you're going to jump into your opponent's.
Is this really something the Olympians done? Or something you did at the local pool and you just convinced everyone?
If you ever see me in a pool bar, stay away from the water spot. That's my advice. They used to do it. It was a tactic employed, I think, largely by the Americans.
But I think there's a bit of an asterisk on the records on with record? The suit. Yeah, right. I mean, it wasn't illegal, but you have to note.
What's
that
the biggest asterisk in sport for you? The records that you go can't.
Well, all the Lance Armstrong ones.
All of those. Ooh, yeah. I mean, was it seven?
Yeah, seven. And then. Jeez. But you know the interesting thing about Lance Armstrong is his name is amazing. Because Lance Armstrong, it sounds like a great name, like despite the fact
he's like an astronaut or something.
Yeah, it's sort of. But he was originally he was named Lance after an American football player called Lance Renzel. So that's where the Lance comes from. Right. But Lance Renzel had before Lance got named it, his parents chose to name him in his honor, even though he was in jail at the time for exposing himself to a 10-year-old.
Oh my god!
So straight away. Lance Armstrong's controversial.
Out of the block. Yeah. That's incredible.
His actual surname wasn't Armstrong. That was his stepdad's name that he took on. It was actually Gunderson. Imagine instead of Liv Strong, Liv Gunderson. It doesn't have quite the marketing appeal, does it?
I feel Lance is kind of appropriate because it reminds me of like lancing his testicles. You know, you have one testicle, and I always say this, it's the wrong sport to only have one testicle. When you have to pop on the Lycra, it's like you can't hide that.
No.
Do you think Lance is the sort of guy that now he'd come out as an anti-vaxxer? I'm not putting that in my body.
Exactly. I think you might be right. But so there's Lance. He's a big one. What are the others?
All the baseballers. I mean, baseball didn't. They had all the drugs.
Tell me about
steroids.
Baseball.
Barry Bond. He had 70 home runs in a season, which was a record.
That's right.
And Mark McGuire too. But they never actually got caught. But Barry Bond's head changed shape from the amount of steroids
what
he took.
Do you mean?
Not his face. His actual skull changed shape and got enlarged on the top. That's where I draw the line.
Okay, this has gone too far, this doping. Is it true that, Florence Joyner, Flojo?
Yeah, Flojo.
Is it true that she was never, we should point out, I don't think she ever got it, but she was later subsequently found out to be doping. And she died very young of age. But they used to say, why is she wearing her hair? Why is she wearing makeup? Why is she wearing all the nails? It was basically to make her not look like Barry Bonds.
Look more feminine, basically.
Look slightly more feminine.
To throw people off.
Yeah.
Because all the East Germans, you know, the women East German swimmers all looked huge and they were all doping heavily.
Yes.
And people questioned it and said their voices are so low. They're obviously on the female swimmers are so low. And the East German coach got up in front of the world press and said, they're here to sing, not to swim, not sing. Subsequently, we found out, yes, they were all doping.
We're all doping. Systematic doping. Mm. The first, I think, the Olympic first doping cheat, was it a shooter? I thought it was a shooter.
No, there was it depends whether you count as cheating. The first incident of doping, although it wasn't illegal, it was a marathon runner at the St. Louis Olympics in 1904 who they gave strychnine to. Because strychnine in very small doses gives you a little boost to your nerve receptors. It stops them feeling the pain. You can keep going. And when they did it to him several times across this marathon.
Yes.
And at one point they offered him brandy to go with it. And he said, no thanks, because he's an athlete. I'm not putting that into my body. But they almost killed him. They had to work on, at the finish line, they had to work on him for 4 minutes. To
that
get
would
his,
be great.
Like back to being able to stand up again.
You know those little trestle tables where they have all the cups?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Imagine if that was like a bar, a little bar. Boink. I'd be going up and down on the spot for about an hour. What happened to Mickey? Oh, he's going all right. Yes. He got lost at the last table. We've got time for this quickly. Can we do it?
Yeah, sure.
I just want to talk quickly with you before we go about this whole, why is it all of a sudden fascinating to beat up celebrities?
Oh,
so
yeah.
we had one of the best, if not the best, pound-for-pound boxer, Floyd Mayweather, beating up an Instagram influencer.
YouTube.
And that somehow, and got paid $139 million to do it.
Yes.
And now we see Lamar Odom has just gone up a fight with
Aaron Carter.
The blonde one from the Backstreet Boys.
No, it's his brother. It's not even the blonde one. He couldn't even get someone from the Backstreet Boys.
Nick Carter's brother.
Lamar Odom is like 6'8".
Yeah, yeah,
6'10".
6'10".
And this guy's 6'1".
6'1". Oh, man. Who wants to watch that? Why is this all of a sudden a thing?
Well, celebrity boxing's been around for a long time. It's all people get annoyed because they think it's bad, but it's always been bad. My favourite ever celebrity boxing was when Danny Bonaduce fought Donny Osmond, and Donny Osmond came out with the nickname the Stormin' Mormon.
Oh, I like that. Well, Lamar Odom won, and you can guess that'll be a pretty big night down at the ranch where he almost died after an 8-day bender.
It was like watching a bouncer beat up some drunk out in front of a bar. That was about the equivalent of the skill.
Anything to plug? Are you doing live again?
No, I've had all my gigs cancelled thanks to COVID, so just send me money.
Okay, we'll do that.
Good on you, Titus. Thanks, mate.
Titus O'Reilly joining us there, titusoreilly.com. You can see his latest work online too. All right, more to come, including the song Whisperer next. It is Malloy on Triple M.